Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Bronstein. How are you, sir?
Well, it's nice. Nice sunny Saturday morning.
For now, it's going to rain this afternoon.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it is. But tomorrow's a big day.
Okay. It is a sports station.
24, anyway. 21 Bills.
The Bills win. Okay.
I know nothing.
But anyway, it is Saturday, September 28th, 2019. It's 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. We are also available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and you go to the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming on it, and you should be able to listen to us on most devices that connect to the internet. Also, all of our shows are archived, so if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, you go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and you can see all of our archives there. Also, last but not least, every week there is a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Boring one this time?
Yeah,
well, that's the way to really push this.
But well, anyway. they're talking about the end of October Fed meeting. And that it was a close vote last time, they gave pros and cons of why they couldn't, and it's data-driven and not too exciting.
But anyway.
They didn't have any impeachment news, so I was shocked.
But normally, it's very concise.
Was concise.
Yeah, concise. It's a short read, and a lot of times brings you up on some of the important economic news, during the last week.
Oh, they did that. But sometimes they've been putting opinions on things.
And you got to recognize it's their opinion, too,
But this wasn't. Yeah. This was just the facts, man.
Right. Just the facts. But anyway, it's usually available, Friday night or Saturday morning?
It used to be.
But I would say definitely by Saturday morning. So right now, give us a call. Phone lines are always wide open at this time. And the easiest time to get in, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. Also, I did mention the website, saperston.com. If you go to the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. There's a chat box there. And if you want to ask a question or want to check out a stock and you type in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that stock. And, we can analyze it based on what you're trying to do. So you can go to the saperston.com and, the Dollar Doctor tab, Chat and Archives, hit Chat. There's a chat box there. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And it was going to be a good week in the market until Friday.
And what happened?
And then, the news comes out, who knows how, whether it's leaked out that the White House is looking into curbs on U.S. investments in China, including limiting pension funds' holding of Chinese stocks, delisting those shares from the U.S. exchanges, which obviously hit a lot of the Chinese stocks that are listed. But, the interesting part about it is that a couple of people in this week's Barron's point out that as far as the delisting and so forth, nothing new, okay, in terms of they are not subject to the same regulations that our companies are in terms of financial scrutiny when they're on their exchanges. Okay,
right.
There's not the transparency.
Right. Especially the Chinese.
Right. Yeah. And they were granted this under whose administration? The Obama's administration. But it was the SEC. All right. So they said, people have been bringing this up for a long time, that there's a lot of companies that it's very dangerous to invest in, and you don't really know the facts behind the companies as much as you do behind U.S. companies.
Right.
And for their listing, they should have been you know, subject to the same
scrutiny.
You know,
equal playing field.
As far as the capital flows, they said that doesn't make any sense because they said that the Chinese don't need our capital flows.
Right.
You know? So it you know, once again, probably much ado about nothing. The only thing that was strange about it is, you know, you're within what, a week or so of discussions with the Chinese, and they're ongoing.
October 2nd, I think.
Is it
you're
October
right.
2nd? Yeah.
That's
so why bring all these things up?
Well,
but who knows? You know,
I'm sure it wasn't the Trump administration saying, "Hey, guys, this is what we're doing."
No,
you know, it must be the same leaks from the whistleblower or something.
Who knows?
Yeah. But the chairman of Micron was on CNBC on Friday in an extensive interview, and you know, his company was named specifically by President Trump for stealing intellectual properties.
They've been stealing their intellectual.
The Chinese
Microns
have
been stealing.
Right. And then they didn't allow them to do business any longer in China after they took it. They're the poster child, so to speak,
right,
of that.
Yeah. So. I mean, there's a lot going on, you know, and a lot of things we don't realize, I don't realize, whatever.
Sure.
It's a complicated situation, but, you know, the Chinese have gotten away with stuff for years. And as we mentioned before, you know, with the trade situation, they were granted third world concessions years ago.
Right.
They're no longer a third world country,
right.
You know. So, but anyway, so much for all of that. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. I would like to mention that in this week's Barron's, if you're interested in biotech stocks, it's the feature story on the cover.
Oh, nice.
And there's a roundtable talking about the future for biotech companies, why they've been beaten down lately. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the roundtable goes through a number of companies that they like and explanations, because a lot of it has to do with the gene therapy now, you know. That type of thing. But it's very interesting into why drug companies haven't focused more on the basic diseases, that it's easier to get through an orphan designation. It's easier. You only need a trial with 15 or 20 people, okay?
For a new one?
For orphan designation, for a rare disease.
Oh, okay,
For trials on rare diseases. You know, otherwise, any other type of thing can take years, you know, whatever, you know, to go through thousands of people and so forth and so on, which is all right, but I'm just saying, you know, that.
Well, I don't think the companies, though, say, let's try and cure this ridiculous thing that we can as opposed to the other one. They're going to make a lot of money.
Well, the point was that it's easier for them to focus on the rare disease, okay? And it's less costly and so forth and so on. You know, they are, working on the other ones, but now
I think that's fake news.
Well, it's not fake news. Jesus, not fake news. You know, the bottom line is,
who's the round table? A bunch of reporters?
No.
Okay. These are experts?
Experts, yeah.
Okay.
In the industry.
I'll get it. I don't get it till Monday.
But you read it. They give you the ins and outs, you know, which I didn't know, and you know, how it really works, you know, that type of thing. But it was fascinating in terms of the gene therapy that they say, not only the gene therapy companies, but the companies that provide the technology to give the information to the gene therapy companies, you know. And that's amazing what's going on there. They said that a lot of diseases, like lung disease, isn't one disease. It's 30 different possible diseases, okay? And it's different for a lot of people. And it's based on the genes and so forth, okay?
You mean like MS, multiple sclerosis?
No, this was lung disease.
They MD?
They said there's a lot of diseases out there that are not one disease.
Cystic fibrosis? Is that a lung disease? I don't know. No. I'm going to read it.
Yeah, read it. I mean, you know, because it's something that I wasn't aware of. You know, they said there's a lot of diseases out there that they classify as one type of disease, but they say a lot of them are really 30 different diseases. Hmm. Anyway, right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or you can go to the chat box at our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chats and Archives. Click on Chat. There's a box there. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that. Right now, we do have a caller, Art in Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. We're up in Cape Cod here for 2 weeks, so I'm enjoying your show right now.
Well, that threw me off because when I said Massachusetts, I said,
I knew
wait a minute.
I knew it was on the chat.
Right, yeah.
But your voice sounds different, Art.
It does.
Sick?
Well, it's on the cell phone, plus I have a cold.
All right.
Okay. I thought you I thought he picked up the Cape Cod accent.
I thought he was disguising right. himself.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm the unknown colleague here.
There you go.
That's funny.
Yeah, so anyway, Pete, I was interested in, I haven't gotten my Barrett's because it's being held at home, but I'm going to buy a copy now. Did they discuss immunomedics at all on the...
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Just in general biotech.
Well, not in general. There were specific companies, a lot of specific companies, okay. but not that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it at CVS.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, even if you're not going to invest in the stocks, it was interesting to see what's going on and how they handle, you know, their attack on diseases and everything. You know.
Right. All right. First stock I thought about today was Zimmer, which. Coming down about 8 points. I saw last weekend it was 142, and now it's around 134. Any particular thoughts on what happened with that?
Well, ZBH. We'll take a look.
Yeah, ZBH, Pete. Used to be ZMH.
But... Yeah, good thing you said that, because I keep wanting to always do ZIM.
ZIM,
yeah. Let's take a look at the chart first of all.
Close at 134.13.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you see a particular story. I mean, I don't find anything unusual about that move.
A retrenchment, right?
Yeah, it's the normal move in the stock, really. You know, and it, three times it was testing, two times it was testing the 140, 142 area. It had a major breakout after it hit 130 to 132. It looks like it could be retesting the breakout area. And I would only say, you know, potentially it could be a problem if the breakout area between, say, 130, 132 would fail to hold, you know. But right now it just looks like a normal move for the stock, and the market was a little weak. And as we mentioned before, healthcare, biotech, for some reason, were a little weak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Did you see any news?
No, there's no...
That's what I thought. I mean, yeah.
There is
to
a
me,
story on Friday at 8:20 in the morning. Here's why you should hold Zimmer. stock for now, but you can get that on FinViz. Just
right,
Google it.
But anyway, I mean, like I said, when I looked at the chart, I said, hey, normal move in the stock,
right.
Nothing unusual.
Yeah,
that's one of the ones I have quite a bit of because it was a spinoff from Bristol Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One time. All right, and the other one with the, I guess, Bristol Myers itself. Seemed to try to be pushed through 50. What do you see?
What's interesting is a lot of... Not a lot, but several people are turning more positive on the company lately, and maybe when the Celgene merger or whatever, you know, occurs, takeover,
it's digested,
gets digested, you know, and there's still some unknowns, you know, in that. But I mean, the chart doesn't look bad. I mean, it's been in the unbelievable downtrend, but it broke the downtrend line at 51, and. You know, it could come back and test the 48, 47 area, but, you know, next resistance would be 54.
Right.
And if it ever went to 55, you know, you have a shot back in the 60s again. So, right now, definite hold, you know.
Closed at $50.22.
Yeah. So,
that's great.
Nothing, it looks like it's setting up a little better than it has been. Yep.
Yeah. Last week, there was an article on art. And artificial intelligence in art and various bits of information. So I'm going to send that on to the Dreamer when I get home.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's big in art. I saw him.
Oh, he is. Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah.
I was able to get to that Penny website, and I saw some of his work was posted. It was very attractive.
Interesting. So
All right, nice talking to you guys.
Well, nice talking to you.
Hope your cold gets better.
Yeah, hope you get better, and thanks for starting us off.
We're leaving next Saturday, so I'll be on the road. I'll listen at midnight probably then.
All right, sounds good.
All right, safe travels.
Stay well.
All right,
thanks,
take care. Okay, right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And, you know, I kind of get tired of saying this is the easy time to get in, so, you know, don't wait until much later.
Yeah, we are in demand.
Yeah, you notice that.
Mm-hmm. There is a question on the chat room from last week. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you answered it or not. I wasn't able to, gentleman asked about target funds. Did you?
Yeah, we did talk.
Okay,
about
very
that.
Good.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, that, yeah. Well, I think we pretty well. There wasn't that a lot, you know, on the chat box last week, so we covered most of it.
Okay.
You know. But, you know, remember, this is interesting, too, in this week's Barron's. We ought to get them to sponsor the show.
You know? Good idea.
Right. But anyway, you know, they were talking about, and somebody asked the question, too, you know, that 100-year Austrian bond?
Yeah.
Right? And who would buy that and so forth and so on,
right.
Okay? So at that time, the yield attached to this issue was 1.08% when they issued it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he, the guy writing says, this column rolled its eyes so little for so long. Your columnist, age 73, predicted that he will be in better shape come the 2/21/17 maturity date than the investors who doggedly buy and hold these mispriced pieces of Euro trash. That's what he said, right?
Wow.
But a funny thing happened on the road to ruin. In not quite 3 months, that 1.08% yield to maturity has fallen to 0.72%, and the price has rallied reciprocally, the word is leapt to 197.7 from 161 for the bond. So in that 3 months, that bond is up 22.9%. You'd think the bond was a stock. In the comment, you said, why would that be? Because they think that the rate will go to zero so that the value of the bond will keep going up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But yeah. it's interesting. You never know. Why would you buy that? Well, you could have made in 3 months 22%.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, you know. I know. No, the theory is correct. I just don't know how liquid it is, where you would trade it.
I have no idea. But,
no,
you know,
I know.
But, yeah.
But
anyway. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Right now, we're going to Stan in Florida. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Good morning, Stan.
Yeah, I have a few stocks. You know, I want you to look at Baidu, B-I-D-U.
Well, you know what's going on with the Chinese story, you know, so.
Well, it's the Chinese Google. They were up in the $240 range, and now it's down to like 101.
101.21, yeah.
Yeah, and I just wonder, you think it's setting up a base because it's got a huge market, and they are like the only game in town, unless I'm mistaken.
Yeah, but they're still affected by, you know, what's going on with the trade battle with China, you know. And now they got affected with the story that they want to do. They're considering delisting Chinese companies, right? So you have...
And taking Baidu off the New York Stock Exchange?
They're talking about all Chinese stocks. It was a rumor. I'm sure it's something in the White
something
House they
were talking
about.
About.
Sure.
And as I mentioned before, you know, the accounting of Baidu and so forth is not up to U.S. standards, okay?
Right. And it's on trades on the NASDAQ.
Right, and they were given...
I'm sure I said NASDAQ, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, they're not up to SEC standards, I should say, you know, accounting standards. So, but yeah, I mean...
Depend on what they report?
Yeah, I mean, they don't use the same standards
Well, they're communists, so
yeah,
they might lie about... That's the... Well, it's like the old... They used to talk about buying stocks on the Vancouver Stock
right.
Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And yeah.
That was
the Wild Wild West.
Right. And so you couldn't trust any of them.
Yeah.
So,
and they said that, you know, under the Obama administration, the SEC allowed these companies to list, even though they didn't meet the requirements.
Right.
And everybody agrees now this should be changed. You know, meet the requirements, you can probably stay listed. You know,
sure.
If they do anything, who knows, okay? But anyway, you got all that cloud overhead. The other side of the coin is, yeah, I mean, it's tempting the base. You know, it hit 94. You know, so if you wanted to buy a small position, you could be out at 93 and say that, you know, it could potentially be going a lot lower. And let me look at one other thing, how far it could go down.
And it closed at 101.21.
21, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good number, 21.
Okay.
That was
a good time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, okay, so I would say, looking back, yeah, I mean if it actually broke that, you know, 94 to 93 next possible low would be 83. You know, so somebody who's a long-term investor could say, well, you know, I'll buy a little now, and if it breaks 93, I'll try to wait for 83 and add. Depends what your strategy is, you know. But definitely, you know, dropping below 93 would suggest possibility of 83. You know.
Okay. Here's another. Is a Zynga, Z-N-G-A.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, they are the ones, they do a lot of online gaming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the, they have Words with Friends is one of their things.
Yep.
Yeah, which is
which everybody in the world is playing.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
Well, or I've never played it, but I know people.
But
do
I see
it, but
people
it's a fad.
All around me. Yeah,
it's Scrabble Online. You know, and you play with people all anywhere in the world. You can play with them, and it gave a buy signal like in February,
mm-hmm.
when it broke a triple top. But that was like at 475, and then it got up to, I don't know, as high as 650, and now it's just been hanging. Now, that's
it's double top up
in
there.
February, and it's still hanging around, what is it, 584?
Yeah.
It just seems to me that with all of the number of people that use it, it should be a long-term great buy, but it's done nothing.
It's been consolidating, as they say. You know, I mean, you know, you have a run from $2 back in August of last year, right, up to 650. I mean, it's a triple, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a trading vehicle.
Yeah, but also at some point when something moves that far, it consolidates, right? There's a lot of profit-taking. You know, they say, oh, my God, you know, after the profit-taking hits, it's doing nothing. I'm going to get out now, you know, whatever. So, you know, but it broke out of a major, you know, a very important top that was, let's see, back in 2014 at 5.5, you know. So as long as 5 to 5.5 holds, it's still, you know, in pretty good shape. And it was a nice, nice base it built for years, okay. So I would expect the possibility, you know, that, you know, that area, you know, say 5 to 5.5 would be support for it now.
Oh, yeah, it's just 584 right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, okay. I mean, do you own it? Are you looking to buy it or what?
I'm looking to buy it.
Yeah.
I haven't because I keep thinking, well, when is it going to do?
And then all of a sudden one day somebody buys them and they're up to 25, you know. So they said, what were you doing? I was watching it.
The problem is with these stocks.
You can't wait for stuff.
They're fads. Okay, right. It's the same thing with Pokemon and Candy Crush, and
Have you done your research into this company?
No, I wouldn't buy
it. Okay, all right, but there you go, me.
Well, I'm just saying, you're talking technically. I'm talking fundamentally.
No,
these companies, these
but
are fads.
But you don't know everything fundamentally about the company.
I know.
Is
I
that
know
the
enough.
Only thing they do? I don't know. I don't know what they do. Take a look into it. Anyway.
Okay, one more.
I'm looking for a pen.
Go ahead.
Match.com, M-T-C-H.
Yeah, they got hit, didn't they? Why'd they get hit?
Yeah, and I bought that years ago, a long time ago, like at 28, and it went up to 90-something, but now it's back down around 72.40. It closed at.
I forgot. You know, the part, well, I got worried. Now I've learned my lesson, too. I had bought it for a client, and when I forgot where it got up to 50-something, you know, after we bought it. And all of a sudden they had that announcement that Facebook was getting into the dating. Right. And it started getting hit, and I said, okay, I'm out. You know, and then after that, it dropped to like 30.
Went up to 96.
Well, it went down to 36 and something like that, and then it went up to 96, you know. So I said, you know, you can't just because some company is going to come in and it is Facebook, whatever it is, relax, you know, take it easy. You know, these guys are well established, you know, no question about that. But, you know, the stock got hit, but it fell into important support, rebounded out of it, and the important support's around 66 or 67. So it's not out of the woods yet, but, you know, and the fact, you know, the 50 days at 79, the 200-day is at 64, so it is above the 200-day. So actually, it held the 200-day. It held important support. It could be okay. Now, certainly,
also, on stock charts, a low pole reversal like yesterday.
Yeah, it had a nice pop up on what was a kind of not great day yesterday.
Yeah, and we're not about 1.36%.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good potential candidate. You know, you have to research all these things, you know. Find out what you can find out about these companies.
It's my understanding that companies like this do well when the market's down, because this company also owns one of the cheater sites, right? It's not only just, you know.
Oh, it owns a couple of different things.
Right, but there's a.
I know what you're saying.
Yes, hookup sites.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Not the romantic sites. It's the one night stand. Uh-huh. I can't remember. I don't know.
You think
what,
so? You sure they are?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But
they own other good websites, and I forgot what they are, but I'd look into it, you know. And, you know, if it dropped below the 200-day, which right now is at, what did I say, 64? So if it dropped below that, I might get a little nervous at that point. I might reevaluate and look in to see what was going on. But very interesting. You know, it's very positive. It bounced. Yeah, it bounced off the 200-day, and it bounced off important support. Looks interesting.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a good show.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We're trying.
Have some of your friends call us. Oh, you got off already. But anyway. Yeah. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to saperston.com, go to the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Hit Chat, and there's a chat box. You can type in a question or a symbol, and if you put in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do. Right now, while we're waiting, we will take a quick one-minute break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. And you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know what you're looking to do with that stock. You said there's two on the
yes,
chat box?
Yes, 15 minutes ago, intrigued guest, I love these names, wants to know if we can recommend a forever stock that he or she can buy for their grandson for, let's say, the next 20 years or so. So I have an answer.
I have one I might pick.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if anything's forever, but go ahead. Mine would be Disney.
All right. Mine would be Amazon.
There you go.
There's two different, I think.
Yeah. Or buy a little of each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
There we go.
Brilliant.
But we could be wrong. So do a little research on your own.
Yeah.
Too.
Amazon's closed at $17.25. I think it's a huge value.
But what was Disney? $132 or something? Yeah, somewhere in there.
I'll get it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about the price of the stocks. It's the amount of money you're
going
to put
into them.
Right.
And you can buy one share, two share these days.
It depends how much you're going to spend. I mean, it might be tough.
$129.96.
Might be tough for you to buy Amazon if you weren't planning on spending
$2,000
or whatever, right. You know. But yeah. Okay. Right now, we're going to go to Tom. Good morning.
Guys.
Good morning.
Got a couple of stocks. One is Square. What's your take on that? It was high as 82, dropped down to 56. Now it's back up to 60.
Well, there's a lot of people still very high on on the fundamentals of the company. I see a lot of people recommending it. But let's look at the chart and see what's coming up.
I think it's a downside reversal.
I'm sure it is. But it's a question of where support, where is it, And let's see, looking at it. Boy, I got very slow internet right now, so. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is it just gave a buy signal in a downtrend at 61. And let's see, where the 200-day moving average?
Close at 60.75. That's SQ for people that don't know Square.
Right. And the 200-day moving average is at 69. So you certainly want to see it to get back above the 200-day. So that would be the key area of resistance is somewhere between 66 and 69. So you want to see it get above that. If you're interested in the company and, technically the buy signal, believe it or not, gives you a target of 74 for what it's worth, you could buy it. And if it dropped to 54, you could be out.
And the only problem fundamentally with this company is that the devices that they use are great for the purchases of under $150.
Mm-hmm.
If you use more than that or try to do that, it becomes very expensive. So I think they limit it limits what they can what they can do.
Well, I mean, you have to look into it,
but you got to do your own research.
And you obviously never know what that really means. I don't know. But at any rate,
well, I'm just pointing out.
Yeah,
something.
I know. Yeah, but you never know. I mean, I thought I read someplace they're looking at getting into bigger things. So who knows?
Oh, that's why you got to do your research.
So you got to do your research.
But the reason,
lend people money or something like that. Lend businesses money.
But if it dropped to 54, a shorter term person might be out of it. But if it dropped to 54, then there should be decent support at 50. So you can make a plan based on that.
Okay, guys, there's another stock, too. It's an insurance stock. It's called Arch Capital Group, ACGL.
ACGL, okay.
Wow, close at 4205.
Well, your devices are quicker than this device, that's for sure.
It's because I am using my own hotspot here.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. What's your hotspot, your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so
must be all the Tinder apps from Match Group that are on that not yours, but that are on there. Yeah.
Okay, finally came. Oh boy, holy cow! What's the story on this guy?
You didn't buy it, and neither did I. That's why
it's going up. I mean, this thing's been running and running and running, almost nonstop.
But it was up in a down market. That's what.
Yeah, that's a good, very good point. That's a good thing to always watch for. You know that's showing relative strength, especially when it can be up in a down market. No question about it.
I don't know about a down market. I mean, it was near all time highs.
No,
so.
It was a weak,
but it's great.
Market,
it's a great chart.
Right? What if the market was down 600 points and this stock went up 10 points? What would that tell you?
Oh God!
All right.
What if I? There's no what if I's. It's what it is.
I think he got up on the wrong side of the bed today. But
obviously.
Anyway,
I don't have my folder. My pen ran out of ink. It's the end of the world.
Right. Anyway, for what it's worth, the price objective is 77 based on the point and figure chart.
Very nice. No dividend.
No dividend. Does that matter?
Today it does.
Today it does.
I'm just pointing out facts.
That's
my job here. No, it's a beautiful chart.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. I'm going to look into it, though.
Yeah. I mean,
is it trading near its all-time high? I didn't check that.
It's near its 52-week high.
Yeah, I bet you it might be. It's an all-time high, but let me check that out. But I just want to see something.
42.48 is a 52-week.
What is it?
42.48, and it closed at 42.05. So it's very close to the 52.
Right.
I have to go to a different site. And my laptop is so quick, it's hard for me to look at the numbers.
It goes so fast.
It goes so fast.
Let me go look. I'll get a long-term chart on it. Well, hope. I would say yes, definitely a long. See, look at this. A beautiful stock? Yeah. Holy cow! I mean, this is one they probably write up in the books how you find the 10 times winners. Because this thing was worth in 2002 was worth $2.
Yeah.
20 times your money, right? There you go. So very, very impressive to say the least.
Okay.
So, and Peter promises he'll tell us when he buys it.
Yeah, and then you can get out of it.
Right. It'll probably go down 20 points
It's up 70-80% this year alone.
Yeah, and if you look at it, you know, I mean, the 200-day is quite a ways back at 34, which happens to be the breakout area for it. Mm-hmm. But the 50-day is at 39.40. And certainly if it continues to hold the 50-day, that'd be a very bullish sign. So
yeah, this is a foreign company, too. It's
is
based
it really?
In Bermuda.
Yeah, it's a Canadian company, I believe. Okay.
Yeah, but they're based in Bermuda, though.
That's what it says, yeah.
Interesting. And let me look at one other thing real quick before we go. I want to see if it's been honoring the 50-day there.
You know, it's just been steady, too, because I'm looking back on the news
beautiful.
Going back to the spring. And usually when there's a up or down of 4 or 5%, it's highlighted. And there isn't one in this increase from that period of time. There isn't one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you've got a very interesting stock here.
Did you buy it?
I'm looking to buy it.
Oh, boy.
Well, keep it on your radar.
I'm scared in this type of market because everything's so volatile. It goes up and down and up and down.
You got to do some research.
Just keep going up.
Yeah, but let's face it, it will continue to be that way. You know, so.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right.
I got one more I'd like you guys to just to give me a comment on Copart, CPRT.
Oh, boy. Car parts, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's been a very hot area, I know that, but I haven't looked at this one in a while. So, boom, 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 boom.
Close at 79.71.
Well, all right. Boy, beautiful. Holy cow.
It's a strong stock.
Very, very.
It's at 80, but I'm looking to get back in on dips.
Well, once again, with a grain of salt, the price objective is 148 based on the point and figure method. It had a dramatic run up, as you can see. You know, it ran up from almost nonstop from 46 to 79. Had a nice little what they call a triangle pattern. Broke out, made another breakout. Now, it had a bad day or somewhat bad day. A couple points on Friday. Yeah,
apparently, they're a junkyard. They do salvage parts. No,
right.
Again, that's
right.
One headline.
Yeah. But anyway, what is the 200-day? The 200-day is at 65, which is quite a ways back. But the 50-day is 78, which is not far below it. And, it could be bought. And if it dropped to 72, you might reevaluate. But very strong stock. Yeah.
Well, where would you consider buying again? The 50-day at 78?
Well, I mean, if where to close?
It's 79.71, so 80 bucks.
You know, what's the difference? You know, I mean, you know. There are no exact points, but, you know, you're close to that 50-day, you know. And you say, well, in case I'm wrong, I'll only buy a half position, and then it might go back and
reset. But he sold out around here, right? Isn't that right, Tom?
Well, I had a bunch of stock, and I wrote options and got called away at 80.
Mm, okay. So, yeah. And it's about right there. I mean, if you're looking, if you're looking for, you know, like a somewhat bargain, you know, you might wait for a retest of 73, which
I doubt it would get down there.
Yeah, but you might get a down market. You
it's
might
possible,
get some.
Yeah.
It's a watch list thing.
Yeah. But you know, if I
unless
was,
you got seller's remorse, then just buy it then.
Yeah, but if I was looking, because many times, certainly with my experience in the past, what happens is you go, oh my God, I didn't really want to sell that, or I didn't want to get out of that. You get back in, you get killed.
But you may want to look at when earnings come out. What happens when earnings come out? Yeah. This is a study. This is a great chart.
But if I were looking to buy this stock, I might take a small position or wait for it to pop up a little, to tell you the truth. So,
okay, guys.
Okay.
All right.
That great show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab where it says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question, type in a symbol, And if you put a symbol in, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And
there's 24 minutes ago, Grateful Local asked, want to get into Molson. TAP is the symbol, T-A-P. What looks like a good entry point? Closed at 5747, Peter.
5747 for TAP. That's neat, TAP, huh?
Yeah, makes sense.
Anyway, okay. Let's see.
I used to drink Molson's.
Did you really?
Long, yeah. I used to drink back in the 70s. I used to go to Quebec to drink, Bredor, I think it was called. It was only available at that point in Quebec.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, though, over the last couple of years, since 17, it's dropped from 102 down to 50.
Yeah.
So, sometimes, and there's some people who analyze stocks, believe that it can be a good buy point at 50% of the old high, okay, for what it's worth. Whether that works all the time, I doubt, but it works sometimes, Second of all, it's rebounded. After hitting 50, it's rebounded into important resistance a couple times, three times now at 57, okay? So you're very close. If you wanted to take a shot at it and say, well, maybe now if it can, three times it's tested resistance, and if it breaks the 58, you might want to buy a little. And after that, the support would be 50, at that point in time.
So their earnings come out the end of October.
End of October, yeah. So it depends.
And they had a disappointment July.
Okay.
Now, I don't know.
So I'd look into what's going on with the company because, losing 50% of your value over a couple of years is not good. But,
competition.
It might be a great buying opportunity. If it went to 58, that would be encouraging. And the interesting part about it is that's where the 200-day is now, is at 58. Mm. So certainly going to 58 and even above
that's
that
important.
Could be important. Yep. So you may have something here as a bottom fisher.
Yeah.
Look into the company a little bit more. Find out what's going on. What's another beer company anyway?
InBev?
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Sam, isn't that
Samuel Adams.
Something, Sam Adams or something, yeah. Now, Boston Beer, while it's dropped from 440 to 340, has come up from 233 in the last year. Totally different chart.
Yeah.
So something's going on with Molson. But
They're probably not keeping up with the, last weekend I was at a meeting in Rochester and we went to lunch and I had a hard cider. I wasn't driving. I don't drink and drive. So I had one. But it was very interesting taste. It tasted like beer, wine, and cider together.
Really?
Yeah.
Who made it?
I had to take a picture. I took a picture of it because I'm told Wegmans carries it. And
oh, really?
It was an interesting taste. But
while you're doing that. Back to Molson.
Yeah.
It is a potential interesting bottom fisher play with the parameters I mentioned,
And certainly Rootstock.
What is it?
Rootstock cider, one word.
Rootstock
cider. Yeah.
There you go.
It was interesting.
There's going to be a big run on Wegmans today, huh?
I had that.
Right.
I know Dash's doesn't have
all five listeners are going to rush out there.
It's different.
But anyway, I gave you the parameters, and it's a potential interesting bottom fisher play.
Yeah. Right. But you have a lot of the beverage company. I think it's Constellation Brands is getting into the marijuana, right?
Yeah, which hasn't been a great area.
No,
lately,
but I mean, excuse me. Where's that cough button? They're expanding and trying to go into different areas. So Molson's, I'm not familiar. I don't know if they have bought a couple of different brands or they're just sticking with their own.
Interesting that the whole marijuana boom got crushed as soon as it was legalized in Canada. Actually, the day it was legalized in Canada. Hmm. It's been straight down since then, okay?
And why is that? A coincidence or did something happen?
It's like it's a chance for you to get out because all the idiots are going to jump in and all the other people bought a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, So you use the news to say, okay, that's what everybody was anticipating. There it is. So what?
Right? Yeah.
Same thing happened to Bitcoin last week or so where it dropped 15% in one day.
Yeah.
That was the day that the ETF for Bitcoin came out.
Wow.
And everybody was betting that, oh, wait until that ETF comes out. There's going to be all this demand for Bitcoin. And boom.
Yeah, they had a technician on this week that I was listening to, CNBC at the closing show at 5 o'clock. And something he said there, it's making higher lows, and so you should buy it even though it's down. I don't know.
It may be. I mean, but
I don't know either.
But people, you know, it's buy the rumor, sell the news, buy, you know, the anticipation. And if something's been well known for a long time, you know, like the marijuana legalization, people were buying for years ahead of that, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, you didn't all of a sudden discover it.
No, but a lot of people, we get calls and we can't buy any of them. Yeah. They don't allow us to do
our
it.
Our firm.
Yeah. And, well, it's just, it's our clearing
it's
firm.
It's Wells,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. But they, you know, the interesting thing, too, is what's going on with these vaping products that apparently Juul, the legal, well, that's not illegal, but the one that has been out there doing, I know they're trying to sell it to kids, which is wrong, but the people are dying. I believe all of the deaths have come from somebody that has manipulated the device in order to put THC into it.
Yeah, it was in Barron's this weekend. They said 75% of the cases had THC.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so I was reading somewhere they found some that had cyanide in it.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was this morning's paper or yesterday's paper.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
I've never done it. Now, I will admit, as a former smoker, that it looks interesting. And there's a lot of testimonials from people in the public, media people, that have quit smoking by vaping, but they don't use the illegal product and it allows them to quit. And I think it's interesting as a former smoker, I see somebody driving in a car standing there and there's this huge cloud
of
water
smoke.
Vapor.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks interesting to me. I won't do it because I just won't do it.
Right.
But and hopefully kids don't do it either. So,
and interesting, I did mention like half of a name, Wells Fargo there. Very bullish article in Barron's this weekend
because
the new
the
guy
new chair.
Took over.
Yeah,
new sure. guy took over. He came from Visa years ago. He's got tremendous
Visa,
background.
Visa, Bank of New York Mellon.
There was something else after that, too. I mean, he's very well thought of. They said that, you know, it's not going to be according to that, a lot of people, you know, it's not going to be overnight. But
right.
they said
but he's,
long-term, Wells Fargo could be very interesting.
Right, technology and, you know,
right,
and
exactly.
he's staying in New York. He's a New York guy, and he's staying there instead of being based in San Francisco or wherever they are in California. So
yeah, interesting.
Kramer's very friendly with him.
Right now, phone lines are wide open again, so give us a call, 803-1520.
Nothing
toll
on the chat box.
Toll free 800-879-7541. Or go to saperston.com. There's a chat box. You can go to the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking
to do. So we got China trade war news coming up because they're meeting October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Federal Reserve and what they're going to do, and it's a ways off. It's 4 to 5 weeks off from what they're going to do. But there's, I don't want to call it infighting, but you have basically the group of economists and academics that are the old school Fed people, and then you have the new breed that are business people, and I think they're saying, you know, lower rates, it's good for the economy.
Well, what's interesting is they had a very interesting article in Barron's, you know, on this modern monetary theory, you know, where you print money, you know, and these people say, there's two people in there that say that the average boomer will turn, the boomer, you know, the boomer generation, will turn 65 in 2020. And the entire generation will reach legal retirement in 2029.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe, or he believes, the person talking about it, a guy named Bassman who blogs as the Convexity Maven, okay, and he said there will need massive fiscal expansion will occur within the window between 2020 and 2029 in order to take care of all these people retiring. You know.
You're talking companies are going to have to?
No, the government.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the government's going to have, according to them, massive fiscal expansion. He had one idea for what you do. Another one who's been very good, and I've unfortunately lost the name, but Pomeroy, what's her name? Susan Pomeroy?
I don't know.
Well, she's been very good. I mean, she called the housing thing and so forth and so on. But she says play gold. because this is what they're going to have to do. You know, they're going to have to really
you just
drop the
helicopter. He had me going until that. Yeah. And I just,
yeah. Well, but, you know, but, yeah, you know. And, you know, if you realize it, that, you know, a lot of those countries out there don't have a lot of gold reserves. You know, Russia has almost 20%. Now, how much has China has? 2%. Right. So a lot of the countries are buying up gold.
I've heard the same thing 10 mm-hmm. years ago.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Did I tell you the story about the eye doctor? Did I tell you that story?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, as everybody can tell, the phone lines are wide open. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Give us a call or go to the chat box at saperston.com, saperston.com. There's the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on the chat, and you can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you put in the symbol, let us know what you're going to do. And I was interestingly, I always say you should look at the sectors that are out there. And it's interesting, you know, what the sectors are doing. And if you look over the last 3 months, guess what the strongest sector is in the last 3 months?
Housing.
Utilities.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Utilities.
I never know. I don't think I've ever gotten one of those right. Good thing my life doesn't depend on it.
But, yeah. Matter of fact, I'd read something a long time ago. Over many years, you would have been better in the utilities than anything else. Okay. Kind of weird.
Well,
but depends on the years they took, probably. You know,
Since 1980.
You know.
Since World War II, interest rates did nothing but go up.
Right.
Since 1980, they've done nothing but go down.
Yeah. So maybe they did it from 1980. I don't know. That's why you always say do your own research.
Right.
Because you have to. You know, sometimes you can pick out the years. You know, and make things look better. No question about it.
Sure.
So, and I guess we're going to end the show with Dreamer.
A perfect end.
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
How about a bookshelf end? Anyways, I have a question for you, Peter.
Yes.
If you bought a $2 stock 14 years ago, would you hold it past $4?
What do you mean? Would I have held it?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of times, probably not. No, I agree. That's the problem, you know. But there are people out there, you know, the old people.
Yeah, I know one of them.
Yeah.
Actually, I know two of them.
Okay, I don't know why I gave you that lead in, but anyway.
But I'm pumped. Thank you, Peter.
But anyway, I mean, some of the really wealthy people, they held their stock for decades and decades and decades, you know.
Right. And, I agree.
Yeah, no question, you know.
But most people don't.
No, most people don't, especially now that the market's, you know, appears more volatile than it's ever been. There's people that argue it really isn't, but whatever, you know.
Well, I'll tell you a real funny one real quick, because mm-hmm.
We're going to cut you off.
You're going to cut me off.
Right.
Won't be the first time, not you, but
okay.
Everybody. My son called me. Now, he doesn't know zip about money.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Dad, I got X number of dollars and all that. Do you know where I could get 40% on my money?
You're kidding me.
And I go, well, don't take this personal, but I don't know of anybody that knows that. But I'm giving him your number.
No, don't give him my number.
No, he really needs help, so, and I can't help him, so you might be able to point him in the right. Well, I told him, I said, you'd be lucky to get 3 or 4%. He said, oh, okay, well, what do you recommend? And I recommended you, Peter.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. So, I'm very good at getting 3 to 4%.
Right? Yeah, I know that's more logical.
Right.
See, I know he doesn't know zip, and he probably has money in a fund
mm-hmm.
that he wants to do something with. But
yeah, interesting.
You're the expert in that field. I'm not. I'm the guy that buys $2 stock and waits for 20 years.
As long as you buy the right one.
Well, I have a lot of
If it doesn't go up, don't buy it.
Right.
Yeah, somebody famous said that. If it doesn't go up, don't buy it.
Right.
But anyway.
Good point.
That Mark Twain said that?
No, it wasn't.
No, it could work for Mark Twain.
I think Mark Twain said, you know, October's a dangerous month. So is January, February, March, April, May. Anyway, that's it. We got to go.
Okay. Well,
nice talking to you. Okay.
Thanks,
so right now, do your own research. Keep a little powder dry until next week. Take care.
Go Bills.